This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. A new project aims to protect a natural wildlife corridor from development by making it a site for green burials. Spirit Sanctuary is located in Essex, New York, along a path of a wildlife corridor that links Lake Champlain to the Adirondack Mountains. And it's opening for green burials, meaning no embalming or vault and a biodegradable casket or shroud. Here to talk about the project is Michelle Achavati, death doula for the Spirit Sanctuary Project and president of Green Burial Vermont. Michelle, nice to have you on the program with us.
Hello, thanks for having me.
How did this idea come about to link a wildlife corridor with green burials?
Well, I think that when the Eddy Foundation, which was the primary conservation group involved in creating this natural burial ground, was thinking about it, they had this piece of land in the corridor that had been farmed. And so the land had been depleted and they were looking for a way to rewild it. And they'd heard about green burial and thought that this would be an opportunity to both re-enrich the soil, restore the soil, allow it to be rewilded, and also offer an opportunity for patrons of the conservation groups that come together to form the Split Rock Wildway to have a burial that's in line with their ethics and values as people interested in conservation and sustainability.
And one of the interesting things is that, you know, there are some rules around development around and on top of a cemetery. And so part of the idea is that people will be buried here and that this land will then be preserved, perhaps in a different way than some other conservation programs work, but that it really will help to make sure that there is no development in this wild way.
Absolutely. I think one of the things is that we've never really lost our sense of burial grounds as sacred places. So there are many laws in place that protect them from being developed. And this is just sort of a way of not only protecting it from development, from, you know, being built on, but also allowing it to be its natural and wild and beautiful place that is meant to be without sort of human interference.
And what is so special about this particular area?
Well, it's a wildlife corridor, as you said. So that means that it's a sort of way for animals that migrate or move around to get between sort of their areas where they forage for food or raise their young. So it's a pretty wide corridor that links Lake Champlain all along the Adirondack High Peaks. And so there's a number of conservation groups that are involved in preserving that and making sure that those animals have right to migration and aren't in danger of being hit by cars or, again, development and encroachment of the human population.
Are conservation groups eager to be a part of this idea of having green burials be a part of land conservation?
Not really, and it's surprising. The green burial movement really has taken off in the U.S. There's over 150 cemeteries that are green in some way, but those that partner with conservation groups are fairly small in number. And what makes Spirit Sanctuary unique is a couple of things. One is that this is actually an idea of a conservation group. So it was a conservation group's idea to create this burial ground, which is fairly unusual. And then they decided to take it a step further. They're not just creating a conservation burial ground, but if you want to be buried there, they ask that when you enroll, you actually include a contribution either to the Eddy Foundation that runs Spirit Sanctuary or to one of their conservation partners in your estate planning. They don't specify the amount of the donation, but, you know, they would encourage people to sort of tithe in that. And what that does is it's basically asking for you to do with your money what your body is doing for the soil. So
we're talking with Michelle Achavati. We just dropped you there for a second, Michelle, but you were just saying to do with your money what your body is doing for the soil. Go on.
So your body is helping to sustain this ecosystem in this cemetery, and the money that you're doing is helping, or that you set aside is helping these conservation groups continue their stewardship of the land.
So there is a cost. I think it's what, $1,500 plus that estate, that unspecified amount in your estate, or you can pay more instead of having to specify something in your estate. Is that right?
Yes, if you haven't had a chance to do estate planning, or it's a sudden or unexpected death, you can still be buried at Spirit Sanctuary, but then the cost then goes up. But it's still
$3,500, I think. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's on the lower end of what you would find for a conventional burial.
I think only one person has so far been buried there, right? Are there more people who are planning on this? Is it slow to get off the ground, or is this just or is there something else going on?
The project is slowly evolving. It really took a couple years to come together. It's a private cemetery in New York, so figuring out what that meant and navigating the rules for cemeteries, getting the other conservation partners on ground on board. So we really had our first request for burial just this fall, and we've had a lot more interest expressed since then. And so we're just evolving with the project, but I think that this is something that really appeals to a lot of people, and we're getting a lot of requests for information, and expect to see that turn into a lot of people who believe in this project enrolling in the natural burial ground.
So can you describe for people who are less familiar with what green burial means, exactly what that does mean? If somebody is buried here, what are the processes their body is going through and isn't going through that is often a part of conventional burials in America these days?
Absolutely. That's actually my job at Spirit Sanctuary. So if someone were to enroll at Spirit Sanctuary, they'd have, as part of their enrollment fee, an hour and a half conversation just to talk with me specifically about their needs. But the very simplest way to think about green burial is doing as little as possible to interfere with the natural process of decomposition that happens when you place a body in soil. So that means there's no chemicals in the body, no embalming, the gut biome is intact, and you place it in close to the active layers of the soil. So that's, less of 4 feet or above, ideally 2 to 3 feet. And the reason that the depth matters is because you want there to be decomposers, microbes, insects, fungi that live in the soil at that layer that work with heat and oxygen and the bacteria in your gut to break the body down. This is the process that evolution has created for breaking down dead bodies.
But also you want it to be deep enough so that it's not something that wild animals are finding and digging up.
Well, this is the amazing thing about soil, is that soil acts as both a physical and a chemical barrier. So you really don't need much more than 10 to 14 inches of soil on top of a body to create what's called a smell barrier. Hmm. And that actually prevents the smells of decomposition from reaching the noses of scavengers. So there's never been any reports of scavenger activity at green burial sites since green burial has been sort of brought back in this modern form.
And so this is appealing to many people. Some people probably a little bit squeamish about it. Do you think we need to have a different relationship with our idea about what happens to our bodies after we die?
I think so. I mean, I think that it's hard to say what anyone should feel, but I do think that we've moved away from death being a natural process and a natural part of life. And there's studies that show that people that are able to sort of spend time with a dead body and see that, and there's really nothing like that experience, and then take an active role in what happens with that dead body, perhaps by choosing a green burial and maybe even digging the grave or participating in the closing of the grave, they have far less incidences of complicated or prolonged or abnormal grief, perhaps because it allows them to really confront and see the finality of death in a way that we don't see often right now in our culture, which is very death phobic. And, the conventional burial funeral tradition is just to make a body appear as lifelike as possible. And that's very important for some people, but for a lot of people that can interfere with their mourning process of accepting that someone is really dead and gone.
Well, I appreciate you telling us about this. I just have a couple seconds, but are you going to be buried at Spirit Sanctuary?
I'm not sure. My hope is that there'll be something very similar in Vermont. I live in Montpelier. I'm very partial to the Worcester Mountains, and so I'm hope that people in Vermont will get together and do something like that here. It's now fully legal and something that can happen here. But I am absolutely in love with the land at Spirit Sanctuary, and it has a true magic to it. So I would not be in any way unhappy to be buried there.
Michelle Achavati is the death doula for the Spirit Sanctuary Project in Essex, New York. She's also president of Green Burial Vermont. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.